Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Friday on the show, and I'm here today. And that means it's Fun Friday. What the heck does that mean? Well, it's a good question. We're going to try and have fun today. So I'm going to take your text message questions. We're going to perhaps take some phone calls. I would say almost certainly take some phone calls. Because while it is Friday on this show, there's really not exactly a lot to talk about. Although when this show is over, I'm gonna make myself some lunch. And then I'm on my way to Friday Night SmackDown. The debut of SmackDown on the USA Network is taking place here in Seattle. Three matches announced for the show, including a undisputed WWE Championship cage match. Boy, that takes me back to the old days in the Seattle Center Coliseum. And a couple of other matches as well. So we'll go over that, the lineups for the Rampage show tonight, Collision show tomorrow, and then, of course, all of the news. War Games coming up for Survivor Series. An unsurprising person being advertised. I think we all know what the main event's likely going to be. We've got the update on the Motor City Machine Guns, where they appear to be heading, which we've kind of known for a while. Dynamite ratings. Update on Zack Sabre Jr. in the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. He has not won it, but it is kind of expected he will, and we know his first challenger. And then, as noted, text messages. So today is the day I will read some. We got plenty of time. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com if you'd rather email. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. /X. And next couple of days, we're going to have some real fun stuff for my X/Twitter subscribers. They're taking a trip to SmackDown tonight and somewhere special tomorrow. Subscribe to find out. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, it's Fun Friday here on the show. We're going to try and have fun. Everybody cheer me up.
What's wrong today?
It's just a dull ache.
Look at you. You're in black. You're in mourning over yourself.
I am in mourning. I've been mourning over my state. But I'm excited to go to SmackDown tonight. That should be fun.
Are they getting you a motorized scooter? Have you called ahead?
They ain't getting me anything. I bought a ticket. Yeah.
Is it in the handicap section?
No.
Gonna be able to survive with that,
brother. I've been walking everywhere, dude.
All right.
Probably stupid, but I've been walking everywhere.
Well, you gotta be careful. Might give out on you there.
It's not. It's not. It doesn't feel like that. It's not. It's not loose.
You know, embarrassing though that would be if your knee gave out while you were there. Brian Alvarez, if Randy Orton walks by, just looks down. Can you imagine what he would say?
See that right there? 255 straight days, including the day after I destroyed it. I hobbled 10,000 steps so I wouldn't break my streak. I've been walking every day.
Are you doing that for what reason? For your health or to like spite Lance and say that no matter what happens,
I'm going
to walk more
than
you? I've
been 255 days, dude. I can't stop now. I can't. I'll probably have to stop if I have to get surgery. But
well, yeah.
Until then, maybe not. Hey, like nowadays, you walk right out of that place. So we'll see.
Hey, you should be happy that you've made it, what, damn near 50 years of life and never had that thing scoped.
Never. Never had anything
amazing
done.
To me.
Never had anything done except my eyeballs. Which still work fine, by the way. 2006. Indeed. You know how primitive LASIK was in 2006? It's still holding up to this day. Anyway, SmackDown tonight has Cody and Solo Sikoa in a steel cage match for the Undisputed title, which is the opener. Interesting. I think obviously the idea of it opening is get people tuned into USA immediately. Could also be a angle alert.
I think maybe both.
Yeah, you got to set up something for because it ain't going to be Solo and Cody at the pay per view. This is going to be the end of that. Then we have Kevin Owens and a mystery partner against Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Why do I just think that's Randy Orton? Then we've got Andrade and Carmelo Hayes in their Best of Infinite series, since there's no actual number they're trying to best. So that's coming up tonight. And can't say it's like, you know, kind of like when we talk about Dynamite, like, where's all the matches? But there is one difference between WWE and AEW, and that is
they got Roman Reigns.
I don't think Roman's on the show tonight. The difference is that, for the most part, and I think that everybody is going to agree with this. I don't want any fights over this. For the most part, if you watch SmackDown and Raw, you know who's going to be on pretty much every show. Because if you're in a program on Raw and SmackDown, you're there every single week. Whereas on the AEW shows, particularly like Rampage and Collision, I mean, if they don't tell you what's on the show, you have no earthly idea who's on the show. I mean, we had a pay-per-view on Saturday, and no MJF wasn't on the show, nowhere to be seen. Swerve wasn't there. They haven't told us anything about Swerve, although I can tell you he ain't going to be around for a while. So, you know, the usual SmackDown crew, like you're going to see Bianca, and you're going to see Jade, and you know who's going to be on the show. Now, with that said, we've got the lineups for the Friday Rampage and the Collision show. And I was actually surprised because I went on our board, which is usually pretty largely pro-AEW, and there's a giant thread like, what is going on with these shows? This is the lineup for Collision. FTR versus the Grizzled Young Vets, which should be very good. Conglomeration and Hologram versus Mortos and the Premier Athletes. Wheeler Yuta versus Anthony Henry. Private Party and Commander in action, which I'm not sure why we can't say who the opponents are since the show's already been taped. Bang Bang Gang versus Gates of Agony. Yuka Sakazaki versus Serena Deeb. And Queen Aminata versus Robin Renegade.
So no Brett, no Mox, no...
Brett? Who's Brett?
Britt.
Oh, Britt. No, she's vanished off the face of the earth, dude. Vanished.
No Thunder Rosa, no Mercedes Moné, no MJF, no Swerve, no Moxley, no...
Osprey, Darby. I mean, it could go on and on.
Yeah.
We do have Rampage tonight with Takeshita versus Action. It was funny because it's like, don't read spoilers. Just going to read the lineup. Takeshita versus Action Andretti. Saraya and Harley versus Marty Bell and Allison Kay. Camille versus Robin Renegade. Conglomeration versus Dark Order. And Roderick Strong versus Beef.
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 One name, Beef.
No spoilers. Remember people got so angry about the way that I would read the matches, like that was revealing who won? Listen, guys, this is what we're going to do, okay?
Heel and
this is what we are going to do. As God is my witness, on my broken freaking leg, I swear on my children's lives, I have no idea who wins all these matches. But I am going to predict right now who wins all of these matches. Is that okay with everybody?
I
honestly don't know, but I'm going to make predictions here, okay? I predict Takeshita beats Action Andretti.
I'll ride with you.
I predict Saraya and Harley beat Marty Bell and Allison Kay.
I agree.
I predict Camille beats Robin Renegade.
I'd figure.
And if Robin Renegade wins, if I were Britt, I'd quit. I predict Roderick Strong defeats Beef.
Probably the safest bet of the night.
And I predict that the Conglomeration beats Evil Uno, Alex Reynolds, and John Silver tonight. That's my prediction.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. And hey, as far as SmackDown, I'll do the same thing. I predict Cody beats Solo, obviously. I actually don't know about Grayson Waller in Theory versus Kevin and the Mystery Partner, because I don't know who the Mystery Partner is. But I'm going to go out on a limb. I predict Kevin and the Mystery Partner win, and Grayson and Austin Theory finally break up. They wait till the show I'm at to finally pull the trigger on this breakup. And I have no idea who's winning Andrade and Carmelo Hayes. Because, I don't know, they're just having a series. Should I do the same thing for, should I do predictions for Collision?
Well, I'd rather you do those as opposed to running down every match on Victory Road. Although you could do that too.
Actually, I mean, collision's a little harder. I don't know who's going to win FTR and Grizzled Young Vets, but the Grizzled Young Vets should win. They're new. I mean,
it's true.
That would be the smart thing to do. Briscoe and Kyle O'Reilly versus Mortos, Nice, and Daivari. And Hologram with the babyface. I predict the babyfaces win. Yeah. Wheeler Yuta beats Anthony Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, I presume Private Party and Commander win since they don't even have their opponents named on the lineup for a show that's already
been taped. Maybe Marina Shafir can come out and choke them all out again. What an embarrassment that was for Commander.
Well, we've got Bang Bang Gang and Cage of Agony. I presume the Guns and Juice win.
I would think, although that would be the one I would probably, I guess, stay away from if I had to put real money on it.
Yuka Sakazaki, Serena Deeb, I don't know. I presume Yuka because she's back. And I don't think Robin Renegade has much of a chance against Queen Aminata.
No.
Robin Renegade's doing jobs on Friday and Saturday, it looks like. They used her both nights.
Well, it's good for her.
First says the Grizzled Young Vets aren't signed with AEW. Is that true? Oh, that's true. I changed my prediction, FTR. Actually, I don't... No. I mean...
Well, even if they're not signed, they're obviously being used, so I don't... You know, this would be part one of a plan, I would assume. So, yeah, I mean, I would still have the Grizzled Young Veterans win. They don't have to be full-time AEW guys to get a win. I mean, we've seen that before.
This person says the Serena push is officially over. There was a push?
It never got started.
Yeah, I missed that.
It's too bad, too.
I mean, she had that one championship match, but that was a long time ago.
No, I mean, her and Deonna, they never got them in gear, either one of them.
All right, stand by. More after the break. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, we got a pretty decent question here. Why is predictability for weekly shows a thing? SmackDown leading off with a title match that figures to be a waste of time. Well, I mean, why don't we wait till we see the rating? Because I don't think that's going to be a waste of time. There's going to be a ton of people to watch that match.
Hold on. Even if nobody watches it, artistically, it may come out great where they push a whole bunch of stuff along. So I don't know why we're airing it so early.
Yeah. The issue is not – here's the thing, everybody, that I think – I'll explain this.
Predictability can be good sometimes.
No, predictability is almost always good because it means it makes sense. I can look at a WWE pay-per-view and predict most of the winners. I can look at an AEW pay-per-view. I can predict most of the winners. And I can predict it because that's what makes sense. That's who should have won in all of those different situations. Every now and then, there is a match. I mean, a good example is the Grizzled Young Vets and FTR. I don't know who's going to win. I have no idea. So, you know, that's not predictable, but that's not bad. And the reason it's not predictable is, what are they doing with FTR and the Grizzled Young Vets? You know what I'm saying? If FTR were building up for a championship match in the next pay-per-view, then it becomes more predictable. Well, FTR is going to win. Or you could do a swerve, make it unpredictable, the Grizzled Young Vets win, FTR wins the titles, and you've got contenders, okay? But the reason I bring up I'm going to predict who's going to win all of these matches is because, is there much of a chance Solo beats Cody? No, there's practically no chance, okay? There's practically no chance. But it's two stars facing off against each other. Kevin Owens and his mystery partner versus Grayson Waller, Austin Theory. Grayson and Austin could win. We don't know who the mystery partner is. And they're all big names. Grayson and Theory, former tag team champions, weren't they? I don't remember.
Yeah, they were, not, but not that big a name. Matter. The whole thing is, Kevin Owens is the thing that people love him so much, and there's interest in who can be his partner, that he would be the reason that you watch that, because everybody loves Kevin Owens.
And Andrade and Carmelo, they're two stars. They're fighting.
Now that's something they've been working.
They both want the shot at LA Knight, and so they're fighting in random series of matches to determine who gets it.
Okay? WWE's banger. That's what they're doing there.
But, I mean, Marty Bell and Allison Kay. Beef, Robin Renegade. Tell me the last time you saw the Dark Order win a match on TV.
Yeah.
Never happens. Yeah. Can't remember the last time I saw the Premier Athletes win a match.
Allison and Marty.
Anthony Henry.
Forever, but they're not established there.
Robin Renegade twice. I mean, there's predictability, and then there's like, we're watching squash matches here. We're watching a bunch of squash matches.
Superstars.
And one of my issues with AEW and the way they do squash matches is not just AEW, because they do the same thing on NXT this week. It's like, I don't want to see, just an example, I mean, actually, I don't think Robin Renegade will get anything on Camille. Probably nothing.
No, she should
she
not.
She may go back and forth with Queen Aminata. I mean, Beef may get some spots on Roderick Strong. It's like, I don't want to see a 50-50 match with a star against somebody who never wins. Like, that doesn't do it for me. No. And I'm still upset about Chelsea Green and Julia on NXT.
Same.
I mean, listen, I don't have a problem with Chelsea Green, okay? Whatever her real name is. Should I find it so I can make sure that everyone knows I don't dislike her personally? What's her name?
Miss Cardona.
Chelsea Cardona. There you go. And she was actually born Chelsea Green. Anyway, I don't have any problem with Chelsea Green, but She is a comedy figure on the main roster. She is a comedy figure that has Piper Niven to back her up, help her win her matches, do all of the work, the whole nine, okay? She's a comedy figure. And not only that, she works like a comedy figure. She gets hit and she does the windmill arms, okay? You put her in the ring with Julia, that's fine if Julia in her debut is going to just massacre her. But they went back and forth. And so we have a comedy character with comedy mannerisms, comedy selling, comedy offense, and Julia's selling for her.
Throwing her over a desk.
And then people are like, well, who could... Bro, you want me to go over the women's roster of WWE and tell you who else could have been in there with Julia?
Wait, Brian, as you do that, let me just say this. Chelsea Green was the right person in a lot of ways because of her experience level. But she also takes a hell of an ass-kicking. And if you wanted her to have some offense on Julia, then have Piper Niven there so Julia can fight off two women in 8 minutes. Otherwise, this should have been about 4 minutes. Chelsea should have had one chance to get something in, and Julia could have stuffed it. It should be as simple as that.
So listen, obviously, you know, Julia shouldn't go in there and beat, like, Bianca Belair or Rhea Ripley, okay? But if you're going to do a 50-50 match with Julia, who do we have here? Could have been Alba Fire, Dakota Kai, Isla Dawn, Ivy Nile. You could do Io or Kyrie. I wouldn't do those two.
No, wait a second. You're
Katana and Caden.
50-50 match with Ivy Nile. Look, the only person...
She's not pushed as a comedy character.
Yeah, but...
She's out there with the Creeds. The Creeds can grab Julia. There's a million things that you can do.
Look at how they were pushing.
I wouldn't do 50-50 with Maxine.
I wouldn't do 50-50 with almost anybody unless it was Io. Because then, if you have Io, if you have Bailey, if you have that level of woman, okay, do 50-50 because this superstar from Japan that you're treating like a superstar, that comes off like a superstar, should be able to go 50-50 right from Jump Street with somebody else and be a superstar. Other than that, she should be beating everybody else relatively quickly. Again, Roxanne Perez, she could do 50-50 with, but you're building to that. So almost any, again, I think they made the right decision with Chelsea. It was just how they went about doing that match, I think, was a mistake. It's not going to kill Julia or anything like that, but it seemed odd that you do all of this buildup and then she's going 50-50 for damn near 10 minutes with a comedy character.
All right, a couple of news notes here. Roman Reigns advertised for Survivor Series. I think we figured that. I think we know what the Survivor Series War Games match is likely going to be. The Bloodline versus the Old Bloodline, or whatever Roman's crew is going to be called and whoever he's got. So,
the Table Setters.
Let's see. Solo, Tama, Tonga, and Fatu versus Roman, Jimmy, Jay, and Tala Tonga? I don't know. Guess we'll have to find out.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Because Hikuleo comes in on Roman's side?
Roman needs a team. What, do you put Sami Zayn in there?
You could.
Part of the old bloodline, the old school bloodline?
Actually, yeah, if you wanted to, but
you could, but...
Roman, Jay, Jimmy, Sami... I mean, you could do... Well, I mean, I guess it also depends on...
First says Zilla Fatu. Zilla didn't finish very high in that PWI 500. I checked.
Well, is Cody going to have a singles match on Survivor Series? If not, he could be...
I presume he will.
He could be man number... But if he's not, he could be man number
You actually
five
could do... You
like
could
that.
Do Cody and Roman. It doesn't have to be five. It can be four. It can be a four-person War Games.
Well, if you're going to do four, then I don't... Well, yeah, again, you can either put Cody in there, you can put Sammy in there, you can put... There's somebody else you can put in there, but I think, again, you're going to have to continue to push this thing on, and if you have Tala Tonga on the way, as soon as things get even again, well, that's when you go ahead and bring him in so he can be there with Solo and his other brothers and with Fatu and get the numbers advantage again. That's how I would do it, at least.
And then we have got Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin likely hitting the WWE, which I'd figured because, you know, they had a couple of farewell matches but couldn't really talk about it. That's usually WWE.
And you know what the other sign was? They're not wrestling FTR on Collision. And that's if that would have happened by now, they would have already shown up by now, I think, if they were going to be there. And hey, look, it's actually really good for them because I look at their ages and I think about the experience they have and the fact that WWE has no problem going smaller, or going more international. They fit in perfectly as far as being trainers that can help out down the line as well, too.
Oh, man, Lucha Gato, can we please not call him that? I think he's talking about Talatanga. First off, that's the guy's name, yeah. And second, they trademarked it. So I'm not saying Talatanga is like a comedy thing. Like, he's really tall, he'll be Talatanga. Like, that's going to be his name. So if you want to get mad at somebody, don't get mad at me.
Do you like that more than Hikaleo?
I mean, they're fine. I don't care if it's stupid. It's not my idea. Why is he yelling at me, telling me to stop saying this name?
Maybe retroactively somebody can yell at you that they created a Beaver Cleavage character.
So we got Dynamite did 716,000 and a 0.21, which is a very good number. There was talk that maybe, you know, the day after the debate, they might, you know, have some issues, but they did not. And NXT, like, did we talk about NXT here on the show, the rating?
Nothing will stop an NXT viewer, no.
Brother, this NXT rating was freaking amazing, okay? Let's see if I can find it here.
It was six, what was it, six something.
I got the quarters.
620.
Okay, NXT did 628 and a 0.19 head-to-head with the presidential debate that did 67 million viewers.
It's like a Super Bowl.
67 million viewers. They went head-to-head.
They had to watch that.
And they were up 12% in 18 to 49 versus last week.
You know, I think the NXT folks got it right after watching that debate.
Good Lord. Hey, you know, I got to say something about ratings when we come back from the break. Everyone's favorite topic. But you might want to hear this, everybody. So that's going to be after the break, and then we'll take your...
You going to learn something?
Text messages, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So, this is the thing I wanted to say about the ratings.
Learn them, Brian.
It's not learning. It's just something I've been thinking about lately. So, you know, what's important to the company when they want to sign a new TV deal is the 18 to 49, okay? So there's a lot of emphasis put on what's the 18 to 49. Dave is strictly 18 to 49, 18 to 49. So remember we had that argument a while ago, and I was like, dude, the Dynamite overrun always drops. And he goes, it never drops. Remember that big argument?
I do.
I think I figured out what he was talking about. He's looking at the 18 to 49.
Yes.
Like there are times when the viewership like drops a lot, but the 18 to 49 slightly rises.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's my thought on all of this. Yes. For business, okay, for signing a new television deal, the most important number is 18 to 49 and where you rank on the charts, okay? That obviously is something that needs to be paid attention to. But we are now at a point where WWE's got, like, I don't know how long this deal is. It's long. Like, they just signed new deals. They got a new
5 years.
They got a new television package. AEW's about to sign a deal. It probably, I don't even know. I have no idea. It could be a 5-year deal for all I know. It's going to be an extended one. And so once the deals are signed and we're looking at year one, I mean, 18 to 49, I mean, that's cool and all. It's nice to know where it ranks and everything like that. But, I mean, we got our deal signed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I do think is that when we only concentrate on 18 to 49 and we just ignore the viewership, the number of people watching, okay? I understand that 18 to 49 is your most valuable demo, but what's also important is how many people are watching, okay?
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You know, WWE is number one. AEW is often number two, number three. NXT, you know, they're doing very well. But, you know, a lot less people are actually watching AEW. And I as a viewer, as a fan of AEW, I do find that somewhat disconcerting. It's nice that they still have a good chunk of 18 to 49 watching, but like that's a lot of people that have disappeared.
Brian,
and it's not all cord cutting. It's not all cord cutting. It's, you know, if you cut the cord like I did, I don't have cable. I cut the cord. I watch everything on YouTube TV, and my viewership gets counted. But I bring it up because I was thinking about it because we were talking about the election. And, you know, on Wednesday or Thursday, it was Wednesday, boom, headlines plastered everywhere. What was plastered everywhere? 67 million viewers.
Okay. They're eating the dogs.
They didn't. Well, they that was plaster too. But the point is, they didn't plaster the 18 to 49. They didn't plaster, you know, they plastered 67 million Americans watched this debate. That's a very important number, okay? 67 million people care enough about what's going on in this country that they watched that debate. It's very much like the Super Bowl. You know, You see how many million people watched the Super Bowl. So I'm not saying that viewership is more important than 18 to 49, especially during a contract year. But the idea of, well, we don't need to talk about the viewership at all. The actual number of humans watching, like where do they rank on the TV charts? I think that we need to talk about both of them because
like
it is a big deal when you used to have, At one point, you know, when Dynamite debuted, it was like, and the same thing with SmackDown. They debuted on Fox. 4 million people watching. And then they, on average, got about, you know, 2.3 million. So, you know, that always happens on a debut, like the debut on USA, the debut on CW. Like, it's going to be a giant number. They're never going to reach that again. But, you know, if you see a show that, well, you know, last year they were doing, 900,000 on average. Now they're at 650. I mean, yeah, they're still ranked really high on the charts and got a good 18 to 49. But, like, where do those people go? Why are those people not watching anymore? That's my question.
Well, there's a lot there, but I mean, you know, the last episode of MASH or Seinfeld or whatever it is, it's about the number of people that tuned in more than 18 to 49 because it shows you how massive of a hit that was.
Yes.
You know?
You need to acknowledge the important demo, the money-making demo, the demo that's paying your ad rates. You do need to acknowledge that, but you also need to acknowledge how many people total cared.
You know, what's the most important demographic to a news channel? It's people over the age of 50 years old. It's that demo. But when you hear about them talking about numbers for these stations, what's important is the overall. And another part of this is, if your show is doing, say, 242,000 pretty much throughout the show, and then you have that's going kind of downwards throughout the show, and then in that fourth quarter, you get an uptick of 5,000 viewers, say in 18 to 49, but you've also fallen overall 20,000 viewers, and you see that big dip when it comes to the overrun. Okay, you were up technically. What does that mean? What the most important number has been for AEW in my mind, or one of them, has been every single week, year over year, you've lost one out of every five overall viewers and one out of every four 18 to 49s. That's the most important number. Trying to fight and
Hold on. I will say
go
this.
Ahead.
Up until today, whenever they announce it, the most important number actually was their 18 to 49 and where they're ranked. That's what's going to get them this deal.
Sure.
But now, like before, remember people used to always go, what about a million? They were all that magic million. Brother, that million didn't mean jack. But now that you've got your new deal, it'd be pretty nice to build that up to a million people watching your show every week.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And the one thing about the debut broadcast, and we do differ on this, is, yes, it does always drop. But it also shows you what's possible, because people act like the dumbest people in the world just stumbled in and they have no, what is this thing I'm seeing here? Like, most of them are wrestling fans. Most of them have an idea what's going to be taking place, and you get max it out with, you only get one shot to get that very first impression on there. So to me, it also gives you something to shoot for. And that's what AEW was doing for a while. In some ways, they started off way too well with their rating. I thought it was going to be more around like 800,000, 750. And they started very high. And unfortunately, what's happened is now we're down to a point where we're saying 700,000 for them is really good, because right now that is really good. And now they're trying to figure out a way how to keep their head above water that way. And I'm not convinced that they're doing that. This summer was big and important for them to try to turn their everything around and try to get things going by the time fall is hit. And to me, they haven't done it. And I know the pay-per-view numbers are great, but it doesn't. There's still nothing about this product. And we'll see what happens with Moxley and this whole storyline. But they have done nothing to make me feel like this ship is actually turned in a good direction or in the right direction.
Person says, ratings are not indicative of the quality of the show. Reason most of the four major sports input a heavy... Well, here's the thing, buddy. Ratings are not indicative of the quality of the show in your mind. But ratings are indicative of the quality of the show in the mind of each individual viewer, all right? If you advertise, like, this CW debut is going to do a giant rating because fans see it as an important show because CM Punk, all these other guys are going to be on the show. You can look at quarter hours and you can see what made people tune in and what made people tune out. What makes a person tune in is what they see as quality And what makes them tune out is also what they see as quality. So if you look at the entire show and you're like, man, I really like that show, but it did a bad number. Well, that doesn't mean it was a bad show. Of course, it doesn't mean it's a bad show. What it means is, for whatever reason, X number of people did not see it as worthy of their viewership that night, or they turned it off at some point, or whatever. So, yeah, the ratings, the quarter hours, the minute by minute, it is indicative of what people see as, but you personally, you may like every show. Some people like every AEW show. Some people like every AEW angle. They just love it. That's great for you. But you're not everybody, which is a very important point that a lot of people don't understand. You're not everybody. You're only you. Do you understand? And same with me. And same with Dave. That's when people get mad about a star rating. It's like, why are you mad about it? Do you agree with it? No? Okay. Can we move on to something else? Or you have to get mad at him because he didn't see it exactly like you did. That's only one guy's opinion. Why are you mad about it? Like, what's going on here?
I was going to continue things on, but I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there. I can't top that. Just go ahead and leave it right there.
On his Twitter, Paul Fontaine was asking if we think SmackDown tonight does over or under 1.5 million and a 0.40 in the key demo. What do they got tonight? Is there an NFL game?
No.
No?
College football.
All right. It beats 1.5 million.
Wait. We got On Patrol Live celebrating their anniversary.
This is going to be over. I'm guessing the over. Over 1.5 and over 0.40.
I think so as well, too. I mean, we've seen these numbers. We've seen them with Raw around what? That's what they did this past week was around 1.4. I can see them starting off very high. And again, I think people believe that Roman Reigns is going to be there. And it's, again, like it's the first show. So, yes, they're going to probably do very, very well this week.
Any update on Wardlow? Last I heard, he was injured. Well, I know that Wardlow, he, like, hurt his knee and then said he didn't hurt his knee, but then came out in a knee thing, and then we haven't seen him since. So I actually don't know.
He's hanging out with Miro.
And they never tell you who is and is not injured, so I don't know. Okay, here's a good question. What on earth is AEW going to do with a fourth weekly show? Okay, here's the thing, everybody. Okay? Here's the thing. A couple people yesterday were like, God, I hope this isn't some show on FS1 at 2 a.m. syndicated. And like, what I thought was, that would be great. Okay?
Because I wouldn't have to review it?
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Tony already has too much on his plate. Okay? He's got Dynamite, Rampage, Collision. He's already got too much.
Yeah.
If this FS1 show is like a fourth show in an important time slot, and he's got to now spread himself amongst four shows, don't like it. But, if they're willing to pay this bloke $45 million for a show at 2 a.m. on FS1 featuring dark level matches, brother, that's the best scenario. Take that $45 million, throw some people on dark at 2 a.m., and concentrate your three important shows. That's what I do.
Well,
if they were like, hey, listen, brother, we'll give you $45 million, but the show's going to air at 2 a.m. on FS1, or we'll give you $60 million, and it's going to be Monday nights at 9. I'd be like, give me the $45 million at 2 a.m. I'll take it. That's free. You're being given free money, and just put anything on there. It doesn't matter. You signed the deal. That's what I think it is.
I hope it ends. Somebody told me maybe it's not even FS1. Maybe we're going to have 2B Shockwave.
Nah, it'll be. I think it'll be FS1. All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
At attention men. Here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It's actually a great question. Hold on, this is a great question. He says, I'm watching Wrestling Observer Live on YouTube. My question is, when WWE moves to Netflix, will there be times that Raw will have an earlier start time in the States when Raw goes overseas, similar to how the PLE start earlier when they are overseas? I'm thinking they wouldn't need to put Raw on a tape delay anymore when they are overseas since it's on Netflix. That is a great question.
That is.
And I think that that's what they could do. I don't see any reason why they would have to tape delay it for Netflix. It's not like there's a regular schedule.
Well, but that's the thing, is maybe they're trying to do that and they want to make it destination programming at X time. So you could do it and not advertise it and just have it up there for the people that know. But I would figure that they're going to want to have, I would figure they would want to have it uniform. But yeah, certainly there's no reason that you couldn't do that and make it a special for everybody that's willing to be up at 3 a.m. and watching a show from Tokyo or something like that, as opposed to the way they've done it in the past.
And last thing here, everybody, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter /X, at Brian Alvarez, if you subscribe, become one of my Twitter followers, I will be tweeting throughout my journey to SmackDown here tonight, only for my subscribers. And tomorrow, what are you laughing about?
Nothing.
Tomorrow, only for my Twitter /X subscribers, I will be traveling to the Chehalis Flying Saucer Party 2024. And I will be tweeting all of the excitement. And there will be a lot of excitement. I got the VIP package. There's all sorts of exhibits and speakers. And if you're an After Dark fan, yep, sign up today. Chehalis Flying Saucer Party 2024. I'll be there.
The Chehalis
Flying Saucer
Party. Telling
you all about it. Yeah, there was once a flying man in Chehalis. Did you know that?
No.
Google it.
Flying man?
Google it. Chehalis Flying Man. So anyway, we're out of here. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.